We come before God now in our worship as we sing hymn 230, Praise the God of Our Salvation. Come before God in prayer. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty, sovereign ruler over all the earth, we bow our heads in adoration before you, for you are a great and awesome God. You rule this earth with justice and mercy. No act of injustice or unloving action towards another in your creation goes unnoticed. For you neither slumber nor sleep, but are ever watchful, forever loving, and filled with compassion. We are honoured and humbled by the knowledge of your love and mercy for us. And that love causes us to examine ourselves, to search within and to identify any unclean or sinful part of our living. The unkind or thoughtless remark made about another person or group of people. The damaging, harmful attitudes or actions which wound others as well as ourselves. The thoughtless words and deeds which lead to the ending of relationships, to the destruction of families and communities, to the disintegration of all that is good and kind in your world. Forgive us, Lord, for the part we play in this destruction, and in your mercy, forgive us. Restore us to relationship with you and with one another. We ask, O Lord, that you would bind up the brokenhearted and the wounded, and that you would bring new life to every aspect of our living. These prayers we offer in the name of your Son, the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. Our opening scripture reading is taken from Psalm number 91, and I will read this for you. It can be found on page 594 of the Bibles in the pews. Psalm 91. God our protector. Whoever goes to the Lord for safety, whoever remains under the protection of the Almighty, can say to him, "You are my defender and protector. You are my God, in you I trust." He will keep you safe from all hidden dangers and from all deadly diseases. He will cover you with his wings. You will be safe in his care. His faithfulness will protect and defend you. You need not fear any dangers at night or sudden attacks during the day, or the plagues that strike in the dark, or the evil that kills in daylight. 1,000 may fall dead beside you, 10,000 all around you, but you will not be harmed. You will look and see how the wicked are punished. You have made the Lord your defender, the Most High your protector, and so no disaster will strike you, no violence will come near your home. God will put his angels in charge of you to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands to keep you from hurting your feet on the stones. You will trample down lions and snakes, fierce lions and poisonous snakes. God says, "I will save those who love me and will protect those who acknowledge me as Lord. When they call to me, I will answer them. When they are in trouble, I will be with them. I will rescue them and honor them. I will reward them with long life. I will save them." Amen. If the children would like to come to the front, I have some things I'd like to share with you. Morning, girls. One boy coming. How are you, Archie? You going to help me this morning? I think you will. Okay, so, great. An extra one. Perfect. Thank you. Now, it's a bit cold for a bank holiday weekend, isn't it? So if you were to go out to protect yourself from the wind and the rain on a day like today, what would you need? An umbrella. Yes, here we have an umbrella. Would you like to come and hold up the umbrella? Don't put it up, just hold it up. There might be people here superstitious in church. What else might you need to protect you from the wind? A raincoat. Well done. We'll not ask you to put it on because it's mine. It'll be too big. But if you just hold that over your arm, there's a raincoat in case it rains when you go out this afternoon. But you know, maybe it is May and the weather might turn good. What might you need to protect you from the weather if the sun was shining? A sun hat, indeed. Here we have one. Would you like to come up? You don't have to put it on, but if you want to, you can. You might be able to wear it with style, Evie. And a couple of other things that you might need to protect you from the sun. Sun cream. Well done. Here we have some sun cream. And one more thing that makes you look really cool in the sunshine. Sunglasses. You've got it. There we go. You can stick the shades on or not, depending. They're probably not the most fashionable. So, here we have items of clothing and items that we bring with us to protect us from the elements. And today, in our Bible reading in Psalm 91, we learnt about how God provides us with shelter and safety. When things are bad, when difficulties come upon us, and also in those days when the sun is shining and things are good, the Lord also protects us and shields us. So I want to learn a verse from Psalm 91 this morning. So if you look at the item that I gave you, you will find that there are some words on it. Okay, I'll give you a moment to read the words. Look up, 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 up to the top. You might have to undo yours. All right. So, would you like to call out what it says on this? Of the Most High. Whoops. And what does it say here? Whoever dwells. Whoever dwells of the Most High in the shelter of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. Will rest in the shadow. And when you put the hat on, doesn't it have a shadow over your face? Okay, so here we have the words. And let me see if I can put you in the right order. Ooh. I think you must have it. This is it, yes. Whoever dwells, will you hold up with that hand? Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High, you have to hand your hat over, will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. Okay, so I want you to say out loud what you have in your hand. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. So, the children have worked really hard there in getting those into the right order, as have I, and I was glad that I could remember what way the verse went. So we're going to learn that together. So, after me, can you repeat? And then we're going to take some of the items away. Okay, 1, 2, 3. Whoever dwells... Oh, louder than that. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. Okay, then you can say it together with me at the same time, and we'll see. After 3, 1, 2, 3. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. So whoever dwells in the shelter. So we think about our hats and our umbrellas. They provide us with shelter. And our shelter as well as God's people is whenever we rest in him and take our refuge in him. So whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. So, we're going to take away whoever dwells. And after 3, 1, 2, 3. In the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. We'll take away the hat. Okay, right, let's go. Whoever the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. I don't think they could manage with another words taken away. What do you think? Anybody think they could say it with no items? Choir members? Okay, we'll give you one more go. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. All items put away. What do you think? Evie, do you think they'll be able to do it? You do. Evie has confidence in you. Please don't let her down. Okay, and we're going to go... You go one, just say one, two, three. Okay, just go one, two, three. Okay, over to you. One, two, three. Whoever? in the shadow. What do you think? Do they deserve a round of applause? No, says Evie. One more time. One, two, three. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Psalm 91, verse 1. That verse reminds us that God will give us his protection and his shelter in all circumstances in life because God is so big and so strong and so mighty that he can do everything. So we're going to sing our next song, which is that very song, My God is so big, so strong and so mighty. And after this, it'll be time to go out to Children's Church. Thank you. Our New Testament reading will be read for us by Grace Short and is John chapter 10, verses 22 to 30. And this can be found on page 131 of the Bibles in the pews.
Jesus is rejected. It was winter and the festival of the dedication of the temple was being celebrated in Jerusalem. Jesus was walking in Solomon's porch in the temple. When the people gathered round him and asked, "How long are you going to keep us in suspense? Tell us the plain truth. Are you the Messiah?" Jesus answered, "I have already told you, but you would not believe me. The things I do for my Father's authority speak on my behalf, but you will not believe, for you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life, and they shall never die. No one can snatch them away from me. What my Father has given me is greater than everything, and no one can snatch them away from the Father's care. The Father and I are one."
Thank you, Grace. We come before a God now in our prayers, and in our prayers we remember the turbulent times that we're going through politically at the moment, and also think about other nations who are also going through turbulent times. At the moment, let us come before God in prayer. Lord God Almighty, you are sovereign over all the earth. Kings and rulers reign only for a short period, but your rule and your reign is eternal. Help us, we pray, to put our trust in you and in your sovereignty, to acknowledge you as Lord over our lives, and to bow the knee at your decrees. Yet you also call us to give allegiance to the civil authorities who rule over us and to respect those who govern our nation. We give thanks, O Lord, for the years of service that the Prime Minister, Theresa May, has given to faithfully serve this country as MP and as leader of the Conservative Party and as Prime Minister. As her tenure in office comes to an end, we pray that you would grant her a time of rest and refreshment as she considers the next stage in her political career. We pray for wisdom and discernment to whoever her successor will be. We ask, O Lord, that in the complexities of the Brexit negotiations, there will be a breakthrough. We pray too for our own local government and the current impasse at Stormont. We pray that at this time of political change, you would instigate fresh vision for the future, and that a desire to reach consensus on the way forward would be found. We so desperately need, O Lord, political leadership and governance to enable our society to function well. We are mindful of the pressures that are on our health service, on our educational establishments, on our infrastructures, and on our employment situations. We remember those who seek to implement government policies through social services and local governments, a difficult situation in a time of political stalemate. We remember too, O Lord, the people who have been directly impacted by the lack of political progress, particularly the vulnerable, the sick, the poor, and the elderly. We bring before you this morning all those whom we know who are in pain or suffering. We pray that they may receive relief from their pain and an assurance of your love for them. We pray that even in the darkest of night, they may know the light of your presence with them and receive the healing comfort of your Holy Spirit. We pray too for those in this world who will go to bed hungry, for those who do not have a permanent roof over their heads. We pray for families torn apart by violence and greed, communities devastated due to racial or religious tensions. We ask, O Lord, for justice for the poor, for mercy to the homeless, and for peace to those in conflict. We know, O Lord, that these problems and difficulties are not just present in distant lands, but are present here within our own communities, within our own families, and even at times within our own lives. We pray that we would be open to your Spirit's prompting, to do what we can to make a difference in the world around us, no matter how small or insignificant we might think that difference is. Because we know, O Lord, that you can do great things through those who trust in you. These prayers we offer in the precious name of Jesus, who is able to accomplish far much more than we could ever hope or imagine. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. As we think about all the political impasse that's raging across our land and across the world, we could be mindful of getting a little bit anxious and concerned. And yet our next hymn reminds us to be still before the Lord and to seek his peace and his presence in the midst of the turmoil and strife. And so we stand to worshipfully sing hymn 165, Be Still, for the presence of the Lord, the Holy One, is here.
Shining on around.
I have visited the city of Edinburgh on many occasions, and I'm always struck by the strength of that city's landscapes, the tall and imposing tenement buildings, the museums, the palaces, and the churches. Buildings which convey a sense of history and longevity. Buildings which have stood the test of time, been through sieges and attacks, but buildings which still stand strong, dominating the Edinburgh skyline and high above Prince's Street. Built on a solid rock escarpment stands the imposing and impenetrable structure of Edinburgh Castle. What a mighty fortress, conveying to its residents stability, safety, and security. Edinburgh is certainly an imposing city, a city where its residents have sought shelter from enemy attack and have found refuge in the shadow of those mighty buildings. A city that has not been exempt from difficulties and trials, but has survived them nevertheless, continuing to provide shelter and refuge for many. But it is still only a man-made structure. And against the weapons that are prevalent in our world today, it could easily be brought to rack and ruin. Psalm 91 provides us with a similar picture of safety, security, impenetrability, refuge, and shelter. But this time it is not a man-made structure which provides this safety and security, but the Lord himself. He is our protector. He is our refuge, our place of strength, and he is a mighty fortress. In our lives, we face many different attacks which leave us feeling vulnerable and anxious. We think of our most recent history and even the increasing threat today from terrorism on our own island. We think of terrorism across the world with jihadi extremists. We think about the uncertainty that is caused by Brexit. What's it going to mean for us? What's it going to mean for my business? What's it going to mean for our community? We think about the uncertainty and the fear that this stormont impasse is currently having upon us as communities. Will we ever get back to a place where we are feeling confident in the people who rule us and who make the decisions for our country? We can think about things more personally, perhaps about attacks that you're feeling personally, maybe because of your health, your physical health, or your mental health, or your spiritual health. Times when we often feel vulnerable and anxious. For those of you who are in employment and are in jobs that are insecure, there can be anxiety: will I be able to continue to provide for my family? And there can be attacks within our relationships between husbands and wives and parents and children, brothers and sisters. Attacks that come out of nowhere and yet cause us to be vulnerable and anxious. In Psalm 91, the psalmist was facing some of those attacks. Attacks from without and also attacks from within. But he found that the one person that he could rely on, the one person in whom he could place his trust, was the Lord Most High, the Almighty God, his refuge and his protection. There are threats all around us, and some of them may be real. We may be going through difficulties and trials, but they are only transient. They are only temporary in nature. They will one day pass away, whether due to changing circumstances in our lives, or maybe coming to the end of our own lives when we enter into the world that is to come. But the Lord himself is eternal and all-powerful, and he will always provide us with protection when we turn to him. The psalmist reveals to us the safety that can be found in the shelter of the God Most High. and the rest that can be secured in the shadow of the Almighty. There is a real sense of permanence in the words of this psalm, a comfort that is conveyed within it, a security that this world cannot destroy. This place of shelter and of safety is available to anyone who seeks it, to anyone who has faith in the provision and the protection of God himself. And we find great comfort in this psalm when we read it with the eyes of faith and when we see it through the shadow of the cross of Christ. In verses 1 to 4, we see how our faith is sustained and nourished in a hidden life of faith. We get strength and security not from our outward actions or our circumstances, but from our faith in God, the one in whom we place our trust, the one in whom we worship and share in communion. It is in these quieter moments as we gather here together to worship God and to think about his rule and reign. It is in those quiet moments in your home, perhaps as you say your prayers at night before going to bed. Maybe even when you're out in the midst of your day and you're working and you get a real sense of God's peace and presence with you. And maybe a time of anxiety and trial when you turn to the Lord in prayer. It is in those times of worship, that our faith is strengthened and that we are enabled to face whatever the day will bring. Our safest place is in the shadow of the Almighty. The psalmist gives us a wonderful picture of this place of safety, but it isn't a mighty tower or an imposing fortress. It is a place of gentleness and of nurture and of safety. Our safety is found, the psalmist says, under the wing of the Almighty God. Verse 4 says, he shall cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you shall take refuge. Jesus also refers to the protective love of God as a hen gathering her chicks under her wing for safety. There is something deeply maternal about the love of God, about the protection, the sheltering, the comfort, and the strengthening that the Lord provides to us. I'm sure we can all think back to our childhood, to a time when we were anxious or worried or hurt or angry even about something that had happened to us, maybe in school, maybe outside, maybe with our brothers or sisters. And where did we find our comfort and our shelter? In our mother's embrace, sitting on our father's knee, surrounded by parental love. Even in the midst of danger, we know that a parent will instinctively protect their children, turning their bodies towards the danger in order to keep their child safe. So it is with Almighty God. We find our safety and our shelter in the shadow of his mighty wing. No matter what danger or trial we may face, we can always be assured of his protection and his love. The Apostle Paul tells us in Romans 8 that there is nothing in all creation, in the world that is or the world that is to come, that can separate us from God's love. We can place our complete confidence and trust in him. The psalmist in Psalm 91 uses four words to describe the names of God, and we're going to look at each of those briefly. The first name that he uses is Elyon, the Most High God. This conveys the fact that God is high above all other names. He is higher than the rulers and kings of this world. He is higher than the false gods of the nations. No one can compare to him. He is above all things. And so when we think about God and we think about his greatness and his mighty majesty, our eyes are lifted from this world and the people that we think have power and authority over us. And we realize that God is the one who is the Most High, and it is in him that we should place our trust. second name that the psalmist used in this psalm is to describe God is Shaddai, the Almighty. God is the all-sufficient one. He is able to do all that he is enabled to do to prevail in each and every situation in our life. There is nothing that we face that his strength and his ability will not save us from. We can trust in El Shaddai, the mighty God. Nothing can steal us from his presence. Then the third name that's used in the psalm is Yahweh, or Jehovah, the Lord. The Lord has promised his people that he will have an inheritance for us. He promised Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. He promised the prophets, the Messiah, Jesus. He has fulfilled all those promises for us. And we can trust in his covenant love for us in all situations. And then finally, Elohim. God is all-powerful. He is greater than our circumstances. He is able to achieve more than we could ever hope or imagine. Our place and our trust and our faith can rest securely in the powerful God who rules the universe. No trial, no temptation, no disaster will be strong enough to separate us from his shadow, from his strength, from his protection, and from his safety. Not only does God offer those who dwell in him through faith his shelter and his protection, he also provides us with his peace. His peace when we leave this place of worship, when we leave under the shadow of his mighty wing, when we move out of this place and out into that world and to the temptations and the trials that it offers. But we go out from this place of faith and trust, knowing that God goes with us and that his peace is within us and that he will provide us with protection as we face the world outside. For centuries, some Christians gathered together in monasteries and in convents and in retreats, separating themselves from the world in order to know security and safety in God. And that is good. It is important that we take time to be with God and to be strengthened by his presence with us. But he has called us to be his people in the world. We are not of the world anymore, but we are called to be in the world. And that means that we are to leave these places of safety and to go out and share the good news of the gospel with others. Knowing that as we do, the peace of God will go with us as we witness for Jesus, whatever trials or dangers or difficulties we may encounter. So the Lord will send us out and he will protect us wherever he go. And he tells us in the verse, for he will order his angels to protect you wherever you go. I don't know about you, but I don't often think about angels, although this week I was having a conversation with someone who talked about her guardian angel. And it made me think about angels. And do we have those guardian angels watching over us, or is that just a figment of our imagination? And so whenever I turned to Psalm 91, I was surprised to see that here in the midst of this psalm, the Lord mentions his powerful angels who go with us to protect us wherever we go. So the Lord was even ahead of me in this sermon by providing me with that little conversation with that girl with regards to the angels who are around us. They are part of God's created order, and they are there watching out for us and protecting us. They are sent out by God to draw alongside us and to support us and to enable us to live for God in this world. Because we will need their protection. We are not sent out in a little bubble that protects us from the bad things in life. We will face storms and trials, but they will not have their final say. This was supremely demonstrated in the life of Jesus, who trusted fully in the Father, who placed himself in a place of vulnerability and suffering on the cross at Calvary. He had heaven's hosts surrounding him. He could call upon their protection and he would be saved from death on the cross, but he chose not to do it, but to obey God's will. And so that gives us an insight that as God surrounded Jesus with his heavenly angels, he also surrounds us today, and he will protect us as we seek to live for him in the difficult situations that we may face. It is our love for God and our trust in his saving power that will enable us to live for him and to bear the crosses that we will have to bear in this life. We walk in the darkness with our hand in the hand of God, walking towards his marvellous life. So what difference do you think it makes to life if you place your faith and your trust in God? Some people think that your life as a Christian should be a bed of roses, that God will bless you and your loved ones and that no harm will come to you. But we know that that is not the case. We have heard of Christian missionaries who have lost their lives as they've sought to spread the gospel in foreign lands. We know of faithful, devoted Christians who have died from cancer at a young age, or of a Christian family who has had to face more than its fair share of trouble. But as we look at their lives and as we explore their situations, we can see that their lives provide us with an example of what it means to walk in faith and trust in God. Because the faith they have in Christ makes a difference as they face those trials and temptations. They know that they do not walk the difficult road on their own, but that God strengthens and provides them with all that they need in their time of trouble. When we seek refuge in the Lord, when we love him as he loved us, then our lives will have meaning and purpose beyond what this world sees. Our future is secure in him, just as our present is secure in him. We will know the Lord's blessing in our lives. We will know his goodness and his mercy, and we will be enabled to rejoice in him, whatever our circumstances. The hidden life of faith, nurtured through reading his word, singing his praise, and receiving his truth, strengthens us and sustains us to live lives in this broken world, bringing Christ's light and his love, his healing and his peace to all who love and serve him. And he will grant us a full and satisfied life, not just in this world, but in the world that is to come. Whoever dwells in the shelter of the Most High will rest in the shadow of the Almighty. Let us pray. Almighty God, we give you thanks that we can trust in you and we can find our safety and our security under the shadow of your wing. We thank you, Lord, that you sustain us through these times of worship and praise, that you equip us and enable us to leave these places and to go out into your world in order to share your good news with others in a broken and a hurting world. We thank you, Lord, for your promise to not send us out on our own, but that you will go with us and that you will protect us. We cannot even begin to imagine, O Lord, the power and the gifts that you give to us to serve you in this world. But we read of your word of your angels who go with us. We read of how your power will sustain us, how you will equip us with all that we need to follow you in this world. And we thank you, Lord, for your great love for us, that in your love we can find rest and safety and security, and that our lives can be fully blessed, even when we face trial and temptation, For we know that there is nothing in this world or in the world to come that can separate us from the love of God in Jesus Christ, our Saviour. And for this we give you thanks. Amen. Your offering to God will now be received. Father, for your many good gifts to us, we give you thanks. Accept the gifts we bring as a sign of our love and gratitude, and use them and us for the wider purposes of your church, in Jesus' name. Amen. Roberta told me not to welcome her to church this morning, as she says she feels a bit like a fixture. But I think in light of that lovely piece, which is There Is a Higher Throne, I do want to thank you for being here. So we come to sing our final hymn, which is 515. My hope is built on nothing less.